This is the Tupacutu song, and this is a really special song to the Chumash people and also to the Tachiyokuts people who live just north of here in the valley. And they were the ones who originally brought this song here. We don't know how long ago, a really long time ago, when we would have our annual harvest gatherings and the peoples would get together and they'd feast and they'd meet potential marriage partners and they'd hook up with old friends. And this song really brought people together and brings people together in a way that we really couldn't have anticipated when we first brought this song back. Again, I have to give kudos to Liz Dominguez for bringing it out of the Harrington collection and bringing it to our attention and being such a great teacher. I learned it at her kitchen table. And then, years later, we were all gathered down at the beach at the Santa Barbara Harbor, and we were launching the Eliatwun, our plank canoe. And it was one of her first launches, probably just like one of her first 10. And we were all on the beach there together, Georgiana Sanchez and Johnny Moreno and my mother and just dozens of people from the community. And this song came out in rounds because since it's a kind of difficult song to sing, the first part of it is easy for most people. So we just had people sing that first part while the people who knew the second part sang that part. And it worked out in perfect harmony. We didn't expect that at all. And it just sounded so beautiful. And we realized here was a song that the whole community could sing, whether they were learning Chumash or not, because Chumash is a very difficult language. So about a year after that, we did our first Tomal crossing from the Channel Islands Harbor to the village Swahu out at Santa Cruz Island. And it was a beautiful time for our families. It was the first mainland to island crossing in 150 years, maybe longer. Oh, what a beautiful time that was. And one of the things that happened out on that island was something that our people will cherish forever. Johnny Moreno's daughter, Sarah, was out there with three of her little friends. And they just loved to sing. They'd sing just about anything. Well, Sarah has a real ear for the language. She just can pick it up so well. Probably she got that from her dad. And she said, well, we want to learn that song, Auntie. So we sat down just a couple of times and sang it through. And, you know, the song got sung a few more times on the island because everybody could sing at least that first part. And then at the end of the weekend, and just to tell you when this was, September 9th, 2001, these little girls came to me and said, hey, Auntie, we have a song to sing you. And they sang it perfectly, all of the words, both parts. And I seriously just stood there and cried because I realized that Liz Dominguez brought these songs out of the Harrington collection, taught it to a bunch of us nerdy grown-ups who really wanted to learn it, but we didn't know whether the kids would really grab it or not. And not only did they then, they have really, really, really reached out with this song to the whole community. They've taught it to other kids. And then a couple of years ago, there was a larger gathering. I was not present at this gathering, but my mother called me as soon as she got home and said, you know the Tupacutu song? There was a guy at this gathering. His name's Lalo, and he's Tachiyokuts, and he knew this song. And he stood up and he sang it for us, and it sounded a little different than the way we sing it, but it's the same song. And this song is meant to be sung during a feast, and it basically talks about all the people gathered together as family and as relations to each other. And even despite hundreds of years of trouble in our communities and really a lot of cultural loss, this song reminds us that those ties and that feeling between our families is still very, very strong.